Oh, falling in love with my Jesus was the best thing I've ever done.
Once again, falling in love.
Oh, falling in love with my Jesus. Oh, falling in love with Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, falling in love with my Jesus was the best thing I've ever done.
In His arms I feel protected.
Oh, in His arms I feel protected.
Never disconnected.
Oh, in His arms, never disconnected. I'd rather be, Lord, falling in love with Jesus, falling in love with Jesus, falling in love with Jesus. Best thing I ever, ever done. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for giving us another privilege, oh God, to come into the house of the Lord. This is the house of the Lord. And we are standing this morning on holy ground. We see, we can sense this morning, Lord, that there are angels all around us this morning. Oh, we bless Your name this morning, Lord. We pray, God, that You will come this morning, Lord. May You speak to our hearts, oh God. May You strengthen our faith, Lord. May You solidify us in Your word this morning. God, I am what I am by Your grace this morning. Oh, God, I am nothing within myself. But within this earthly vessel, You place a gift, Lord. I pray, oh, God, that You come down this morning and that You stir up this gift. Yes. And minister to our hearts this morning. Yes. May the supernatural move freely, oh, God. Yes. May You come and vindicate Your word with Your very own presence, oh, Lord. May the sick be healed this morning. Those that are down, may they be lifted up, oh, God. Those that are weak in faith, may they be strengthened this morning, knowing who they are. Father, may You give me the freedom to speak, Lord. The word that You've placed in my heart, oh God. May You take away nervousness from me this morning. And just give me that ability to flow freely in the inspiration this morning. We remember our precious pastor and his family. May You bless them this morning. We ask these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you this morning. Amen. You may be seated for a minute. Hallelujah. I haven't been here in a little bit, so I guess I feel a little different. Hallelujah. Amen. Just give me amens once in a while. Then. Stare me up. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, when you go to a restaurant, let's say Olive Garden is one of my favorite restaurants. Before they give you the main course, they give you something called appetizers just to get you ready for the main course. So I want to give you a little appetizer this morning. Amen. Something that will strengthen your faith, that will solidify you this morning. Hallelujah. Before we get into the word, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. In the book of Amos chapter 3 verse 7, the Bible says, surely the Lord God will do nothing but reveals His secret to His servants, the prophet. That is God's order. Hallelujah. You see, God is infinite. So what he does one time, he does forever. Hallelujah. Now we want to see who is a prophet. Blessed be the name of the Lord. A prophet is a seer. A prophet is a sign. A prophet is the voice of God. A prophet's life is interpretation through the scriptures. A prophet knows the secret of God. A prophet is the king of preachers. Hallelujah. A prophet is the interpreter of scripture. A prophet represents the authority of God's kingdom on earth. A prophet is a messenger of God. I'm saying all this to get to something. Hallelujah. I pray that this morning before you leave this building, that you will walk out knowing that you are son and daughter of God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You see, now God used, every Bible student knows, God used the spirit of Elijah 5 times in the Bible. That anointing. He used that anointing on Elijah, the prophet. Then he brought it down to Elisha. Then it came upon John the Baptist. Then it came upon the messengers in this last day, Brother Branham. And that anointing is going to come back on those 2 prophets, Moses and Elijah, to the Jews. Hallelujah. In Malachi 4:5 says, the Bible tells us, "Behold, I send you Elijah before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord." Hallelujah. If we look in Isaiah, it was prophesied, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In Isaiah 61:1, Isaiah was in the spirit and he prophesied. He said, "The spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord God had anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God." Now we see in Luke, when Jesus stepped on the scene after he was tempted in the wilderness by Satan. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. He returned to Galilee. And after that, he came to Nazareth. And when he did that, he went into the temple. That's when he was beginning his ministry. And he gave them the scroll to read. And he opened the scroll. And he stood there and he read the scripture of Isaiah 61. He said, hallelujah. He said, praise the name of the Lord. God help. Amen. 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 He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he had anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor." He read the same scripture. But you notice when he got to the acceptable year of the Lord, he stopped right there. He closed the Bible, and he said, "This day, this scripture is fulfilled." He didn't talk about the vengeance of the Lord. So then God sent Elijah, John the Baptist, to introduce Messiah. But in our day, future tense, the day of the Lord, the day of the vengeance of the Lord, he said he will send you Elijah the prophet to turn the children's heart back to the original faith of the fathers. And in our day, in Malachi 4, God sent us a prophet. Hallelujah. Remember, the point I'm trying to make is the importance of a prophet. Who a prophet is, the authentication of a prophet. He is the mouthpiece of God. So when a prophet steps on the scene, what he says is God speaking. Because he is the divine interpreter of the word. We read in Amos 3:7 says, "Surely the Lord God will do nothing." Yes. Remember, God is infinite, and what he does one time is permanent. Yes. So God always uses prophet. Yes. When Jesus stepped on the scene, he was Son of Man, the God prophet. Hallelujah. Now, I want to re-quote what the prophet said. I've read this before, but I want to clinch this down so it'll strengthen your faith. Remember, we are not church people. I keep saying this. We are beyond church. We are not in Laodicea anymore. This is the bride age. We're in a day where the sons of God, sons and daughters of God, are manifested. We're talking about body change. That's the season we're in. So it's important for us to know who we are. That's the purpose for which God sent Malachi for. Jesus said, "Shall I find faith when I come to the earth?" You see, we can't get nothing from God without faith. So God sent this message. He sent a prophet, and he came down and vindicated this word with his own presence to authenticate the message, to prove that this one is not of himself. This is I. Hallelujah. So in the message, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, this is what Brother Branham said. I said this before, but I'm repeating it to emphasize so that you can really get it. Because this thing is beyond good sermons. We have to know who we are. So when the prophet is saying something, if he's making a statement, it's not William Branham the man. It's the angel of the Lord. So you can rest on this word. You should take this word and believe this word. Because this word, Paul says, we are written epistles. So that's the purpose. That's why I read all that to come to this. So that it'll strengthen you. This is the prophet of God speaking. He said, if your name is on the Lamb's book of life. Don't think about nobody else, just you now. This is you and God. If your name is on the Lamb's book of life, you will walk in the light. You will see the light. God will reveal it, and you will walk in it. That's exactly right, see? Hallelujah. Let me read another paragraph here. He said, I'm not taking you back to a church. I'm taking you back to the Bible. What did Paul say? If an angel from heaven preaches anything else than this, let him be accursed. He said, God said, let every man's word be a lie and mine be the truth. So I don't care what any church says, Pentecostal, Baptist, Presbyterian, God's word is truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Did you get it? If your name is on the Lamb's book of life, you, Brother Roger, will walk in the light. You, Sister Donna, will see the light if your name is there. Because God will reveal it. And we can say that we are witnesses of this because God came down in this day and vindicated this message with his own presence. The reveal, every age has God reveal a portion of his word. That's the manifested word for that day. But we have the fullness. The pillar of fire is back. And he's saying to you, if your name is on the Lamb's book of life, you will recognize the message for your day. Amen. I want you to get what I'm saying. So I wrote a comment here. This is just appetizer. If you're walking in the light, the revealed word of this day, you will see in the light. Brother Branham said, Jesus, the manifest, the word of God. The word is Christ. The manifested word. The word for your day, that's the manifested word. Denomination, they are reading Bibles, they are preaching about Jesus that walked 2,000 years ago. But they rejected the manifested word. Remember what Jesus said, no man can come to me lest my Father draw him first. Elected. You see where I'm going with this? I want strengthen your faith. This is what the Lord laid on my heart. If your name is on the Lamb's Book of Life, then you will walk in this manifested light. Put yourself in there now. We be on church. You will see this light because God will reveal it to you. Jesus said, no man comes like my Father draws him. It's impossible. Brother Branham said, we see this message because we were ordained to see it. We've heard these things over and over. I want this to strengthen your faith as you're sitting here this morning. I want you to know you are a believer. So if you're walking in the light, the word of this day, you are seeing the light, Jesus, the manifest, the word of God, that means you fill in the blank for yourself. You fill in the blank. If you're walking in the light, we know what the light is. The message of Malachi 4. If you are seeing this light, you can only see this light if God revealed it to you. So if you find yourself on this place, this is what the prophet is saying. In other words, you can only be in this position if your name is there. So I want this to strengthen your faith. It's just appetizers. God bless you. Let us stand, please, to get into the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's turn to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 1. 1:26 and 27. And then we also read Romans 8:29-30. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Everybody's there? Amen. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. So all those that believe in Darwin, Stewart, whoever he was, that just throw them out. Evolutionist. They said man come from monkey. They don't know what they're talking about. They're talking nonsense. This verse, this scripture right here, just throw them right out. Amen. Romans. Romans chapter 8, verse 29-30. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I can surely say this morning. I wish I was a preacher. This message, hallelujah. Oh, I wish I knew how to really express this. Romans 8, 29, 30. We've read the scriptures before. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. May the Lord add blessings to the reading of his word. You may be seated. I want to speak this morning on the subject the Lord laid on my heart. Who are you really? Who are you really? Remember, we are not church people. Amen. We are not just message believers, as we put it. Right. But who are you really? It's important to know. Because there is power in knowing. You have to, Brother Branham says, when the bride realizes who she is, the rapture will go. We talk about how, when man fell, Brother Branham said all the channels was clogged up. Amnesia set in. Man didn't know who he was. See, when someone, to the best of my knowledge, when someone has amnesia, the cure for that amnesia is they'll try to take them to familiar places to jerk their memories. Hallelujah. So God sent us Malachi 4 with the word to jerk our memories. So that you can come to yourself. You see why I read that appetizer? If your name is on the Lamb's Book of Life, you, familiar places, will walk in the light. See, to relate to that. So if I'm walking in this light, what does that mean? If I'm seeing this light, because Jesus said, no man can come. It's impossible. It's by election. Many are called. The gospel net goes out, and everybody comes with it. But few are chosen. Jesus Christ, the Christ we're talking about, is not the one that walked 2,000 years ago that everybody's going after. He is the Word, the manifested Word. So if your name is on the Lamb's Book of Life, you will recognize. Hallelujah. Let me not jump ahead of myself. Hallelujah. In Job chapter 14, verses 1 and 2, it reads, a man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. This was Job speaking. I believe he was in this amnesia state because he was trying to figure, when a man dies, shall he live again? See, Job knew there was something, but he couldn't get his hands on it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Branham said in the message why I'm against organized religion. Paragraph 96, he said, a man that is born of a woman is of a few days, but a man that is born of Christ is eternal. Two men. It's two classes of people right there. A man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. Then you have another man that is born of Christ. It's eternal. No beginning, no end. We want to know who we are. Who are you really? Amen. Are we just church people? Right. Are we just message believers? Right. Who are you really? Why did this message come? Why do we find ourselves believing the word of Brother Branham? Why is this message so real to us? Why would God come now and vindicate this message with his very own presence? There were preachers before the prophet came on the scene. There were Sadducees and Pharisees before Jesus appeared. So what is God saying? Who are you really? It's important to know. Because we spoke about how God predetermined before the foundation of the world that he would have a bride. He spoke of his second coming. He said, when I come, will I find faith? So why do we find ourselves here? Who are we? The Bible says the earth is groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Who are these sons of God that the Bible is talking about? You see, God's word cannot go out void. It will accomplish something. When God is infinite, he's permanent. So when God cannot change. You see, we are finite. We can make decisions today and get better and change it tomorrow. But God is permanent. He's infinite. What God says one time, that's all. Hallelujah. So the last time we looked at who was God, who, you know, God is a being. We talked about that. Now we want to look at man. The Bible is a love story. It's about God and his family. Amen. So now we look at heaven part. Now let's come and see man. We know who Papa is. Now we want to see who the children are. Who are these ones?
that he had to leave glory to come down to die for, that he had to do all these things. Who are they? Who are these ones? Who is this bride? Who are these sons of God that this whole creation is groaning for? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The psalm asks the question, David, he said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him. What is man? God is so much after man. What is man? What does this man have that God is man, that God goes after man? We see in the garden in Genesis, when man fell, man ran from God. But what is this man that God keeps coming after him? There must be some value to man that will cause God to keep, that God would bankrupt heaven to come down for man. There must be something to man. We need to find out that in our day, God will send a prophet. What is this man? Hallelujah. Brother Branham said in a quote, in the message, presuming he was praying, he said, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou would visit him? Surely, Lord, we have nothing that we can offer, because it was given to us at the beginning. We could not be here if it wasn't for you. And to think that the grace of God come down into our midst in this last days. And God, the great creator, has made himself known to us by forgiving our sins and appearing before us in such marvelous ways as he promised it would be in the evening time. Hallelujah. He was praying, what is man? Now man wants to know where he comes from. Every man wants to know this. Man keeps wondering. Job, we see Job was in this position. He had everything. But he wanted to know. He was concerned about man because he began to notice around him. He seen nature, how the plants were dying to come back, and this would happen, that would happen. But when man dies, that's the end of him. So Job was wondering about that. Why is this thing this way? Hallelujah. Amen. Now, Brother Branham said in the message, we would see Jesus. He said, now it's been the cry of the human heart since the dawn of time to see God. Hallelujah. He said, Job cried out, oh, that I might know, in other words, know where he lives at. If I could knock on the door, if I could talk to him, see? If I could just see somewhere that I could go knock on the door, I would like to reason it out with him. Every man is trying to look past that curtain, knows that he came from somewhere out of the darkness, knows that he's here in human life, and he's crossing back through there again somewhere. So every man is trying to find out what is the door, where we come from, and where we're going. It's always been the cry of the human heart. This is God's prophet speaking. It don't matter what people say. Brother Branham said, you can say whatever you want. I'm just paraphrasing. When you're feeling good, he said, but when death comes knocking at your door, you will change your opinion. Yeah. We come from somewhere. And we're on the journey. We're not here. This place is not permanent. We're all headed somewhere. Man keeps wanting, he wants to know beyond the curtain. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. In another message, please forgive me for reading all these quotes, but I want you to hear from the prophet himself. The waters of separation. The prophet said, when you find the supernatural, every man is trying to look past the curtain. No man who he is. He wants to see where he come from, where he's going, all about it. There's only one book can tell you that. This is it. He was talking about the Bible. It tells you who you are, where you come from, and where you're going. Hallelujah. And it's the only book there is, and that's the Bible. That'll tell you who you are, where you come from, and where you're going. But the Bible is not written like a newspaper. So it takes God to reveal it. And in order for God to do that, he uses prophets. Hallelujah. So you see, we should thank God for Malachi 4. That's the love of God. He said, I'll send you Elijah the prophet. The prophet is the interpreter of the word. When God promised Abraham, I'll bring the children out with a mighty hand. When the children started crying when they were in Egypt, he sent a prophet. You see, God is permanent. He doesn't change his order. God always uses prophets. When God came in flesh, he came as the God prophet, son of man. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, man is an attribute of God. Attribute is a quality or characteristic someone has. Now, in the message, the future home of the heavenly bridegroom and the earthly bride, this is a familiar quote. Hallelujah. Are we following? Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Branham said, see, you were made for an eternal purpose because you were the manifestation of an attribute that was in God. God thought of you and expressed you, and he made an earth to take you out of and to make you a human being. In Genesis 1, we read God created man in his image after his likeness. But that man that God created, we said before, is a spirit man. So in order for man to contact the earth, God formed man from the dust of the earth and placed that spirit man in this body to contact the earth. So man is a triune being. We heard that. Body, spirit, soul. Hallelujah. He said, he made our earth to take you out of and to make you a human being. He said, and sin come along and perverted his way. You come anyhow, but you was lust with the world. So he come and redeemed you, the expressed attribute, and also redeems this earth by the same way. Hallelujah. You are an attribute of God. That's the man that's eternal. That's the man whose name is on the Lamb's Book of Life. We talk about that's a man that's born of a woman and full of trouble. That's the natural man. But there's a second man that has a second birth. The supernatural man. This is the man we're talking about. It's what the prophet's speaking of. You didn't just start here. You came from somewhere. An attribute of God. A part of God. An eternal part of God. It'll become clearer as we go on. Hallelujah. In another message, who is this Melchizedek? Brother Branham said, he said, now the difference between him and you as a son, see, he was at the beginning the Word, an amorphous body. He came in and lived in that, in the person of Melchizedek. Then later we never heard no more of Melchizedek because he became Jesus Christ. Melchizedek was the priest, but he became Jesus Christ. The prophet saying, now you bypass that word body. Now you bypass that because in that form, he know all things. Hallelujah. And you have never been ever to know that yet. You come like Adam, like me. You became flesh. You became from the attribute to flesh to be tempted. Hallelujah. That's why Christ, he was tempted. He went through what we did, but without sin. Because he was Logos. See, God, the great eternal spirit who went through all these things. He changed his form. He became visible, the Logos, the Word. Then he took on flesh. Same God, the redeemed man. The prophet saying, we bypassed that. We came from attribute, from the back part of God's mind, to flesh. To be tested. Because we see that in God, he had attributes. He wanted to be a father and savior. He had all these characteristics. They had to be expressed. So in order to be a savior, someone has to be lost. In order to be a healer, someone had to be sick. So God allowed us to bypass the word body and come in sin. So he can display these attributes. It's all about God's family. But before we came this way, name was on the book. You don't become a Christian. Oh, I'm jumping way ahead of myself. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me go right here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You always were a Christian. You see? You cannot cross from the way the denomination have it. A sinner comes saved by grace, you bad, you no good, and then you come, you receive Christ, and God changes you from goat to sheep. It doesn't work that way. You cannot plant apples and see mangoes. When Brother Branham had that vision, he went to that, I think it was a Pentecostal church, and those two men was prophesying. One prophesied, one spoke in tongues, the other one interpreted. And he thought he was among angels, but because of the gift, God showed him the life. He saw the life of those men. And the one was a real Christian, the other one was living with another woman. And then he thought he was among devils. He couldn't understand it. And then one day, God revealed it to him. He was talking about how in the field, the wheat and the tares. They were all starving for rain, and the rain came, they all rejoiced. But he said, however they got in the ground to begin with, the rain didn't change the wheat, nor the tares. It was wheat and tares to begin with. The rain just gave the increase. You see it? So coming to church don't change you from a sinner to a saint. If you come to this message, you come because you were always seed. That should strengthen your faith. That's why you can even recognize the message. You recognize this message because you were seed. This is not my words. This is the prophet. We read about who a prophet is. That should strengthen you. You were always seed. That's why you can be quickened. Because of that fact. Or else you would never believe this message. How come the whole world is not believing this message with all that has happened? In non-seed, there is no quickening. Hallelujah. Who are you really? Ask yourself. Are you just going to church? I'm in a message. Who are you? It's time for us to ask ourselves. Come to yourself. Let me jump ahead of myself. The prodigal son. He asked his father for all his inheritance and whatever. When he did whatever. And he got into trouble because he ran out. And he found himself in a place that he never expected. He was eating with the swines. But he got to a place in his trials that he recognized. He always knew who he was. He came to himself. You see, there is power in knowing. Until he came to himself, he was still eating with the swines. But when he came to himself, it changed everything. He said, my father, even my father's servants. So he knew who he was. You see, his position as a son, the bloodline was stronger than the condition he was in. You see it? It's not what you do. This is all God. This is God and his family. This is God's plan. The bloodline is stronger than your condition. That seed gene of God was in there always. That's why, I will read it later. That's why, that's why you had a hunger for God. There was something was looking for. It was God that was on the inside. You didn't know it. But when you came across the message, something clicked. What was that? It wasn't you. It's that gene of God. You were always a part of God. Remember, we talk about how the body is not you, not the body. The real you is the attribute. We want to know who we really are. Who are you really? You got to start thinking. The Bible says, be ye transformed by the renewing. Start thinking. We have to change. The Bible said Christ started not robbery to be equal with God. Because he knew who he was. He was God in flesh. Who are you really? There is power in knowing. You can only change your condition if you recognize. You see, God is trying to get us to recognize who we are. That's why the prophet came. This is not about church. If you want religion, there's so many out there. We were born in the rapture cycle. This is third Exodus time. You see, in the first Exodus, when it was time to leave, God told them to apply the token and how to roast the meat and what to do. Second Exodus, Christ came on the scene, told them to go to Jerusalem, Pentecost, from natural to spiritual. Third Exodus, body change. God sent a prophet to bring a word to take away amnesia. Bringing us back to familiar places. Bringing you back to familiar places. Maybe you were thinking, oh, I believe this, man, this thing sounds true. I'm just a Christian, sinner saved by grace. But God is telling you, no. You're more than that. You're not a goat that's trying to be a sheep. You were a sheep. But you got to recognize. Recognition. If your name is on the Lamb's Book of Life, listen to what the Word is saying. Let me read something for you in Revelation. I think it's Revelation 8. No, I think it's 13. I just want to bring you to see where we're going here. Oh, if I can find it. Hallelujah. I plan to go with my notes, but I'm just going the way the Lord is leading. Hallelujah. Oh, I wish I can find it. Amen. Okay. Oh, my. I thought it was Revelation 13. But anyway, it was talking about how those who were not written in the Lamb's Book of Life will worship the beast in his image. Those whose names were not, you can't help it. There's no neutral ground. You're either a son of God or you're not. Let's look at Judas. The Bible says he was born a son of perdition. He was an apostle. Before he even betrayed Jesus. Jesus said, I caught 12 of you and one of you is a devil. He was a devil to begin with. But he went out, he healed the sick, probably raised the dead. That's got nothing to do with it. in his soul, he was a devil. You see, in non-seed, there is no quickening. You can only be quickened if you're seed. You see what you get? What I'm saying. Think of yourself. Come to yourself. We like to put stuff on Brother Branham. Brother Branham was only the wave sheaf. God used that one man to show that there's the whole crop. So that same spirit, that same anointing that was moving the prophet that was on him is on the bride. Amen. It's the spirit. When he was baptized in the 17th person, the angel of the Lord came down the pillar of fire. He said, your message will forerun the second coming. Your message will gather the people. Who people? Who are these people? We talk about Paul. He said, we shall not all sleep. Who are the we shall not all sleep? What is Paul talking about? See, men always see what God has done and what God will do, but he doesn't see what God is doing. But God is the ever-present I am. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Word. Who are you really? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man is trying to find out where he comes from. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. All right, let me read this here. I was talking about that. In non-seed, there is no quickening. You will always see. That's why you can be quickened. In a message, the God who is rich in mercy, Brother Branham said, many of you can fellowship with me on this thought. When you was a little boy or a little girl, you would walk around and there would be certain things that would just, where it wouldn't bother the other kids, it seemed like there was something in you that cried out. This is the prophet speaking. There was God somewhere. So you were not like the other kids. Yet you were a sinner. You remember that? Congregation says amen. Certainly. Now what was that? He said that was that little form of life in you then. Just remember when you was a young kid and young, you know. That life was there already. Just think about it. Election. So you didn't just stop when you believe the message. You got to drop that thinking. Change your thinking. Amnesia, familiar places. Hallelujah. He said, and then after a while, you heard the gospel. Maybe you went to church. You picked out this and that. And went from denomination to denomination. But one day, you being a part of God, you had to be part of the Word. And when you heard the Word, you know where you come from. You know what was the truth. You were always, the seed was in you always. Oh, this should give you faith. I'm telling you, this is God speaking. The seed was there always. What? Look at that lady at the well, the woman at the well. She was a prostitute. I mean, her condition was so bad that she couldn't even go to the well to draw with the other women. But Jesus said, I have need to go to Samaria. Can you imagine the Lord Jesus going to a prostitute? I have need. Disciples didn't even know what he was talking about. The deep was calling. Even though she was rotten on the outside, but on the inside, that light was always there. A part of God would not lose any part of him. And he contacted her spirit. Look at that prostitute speaking. The theologians, the doctors of the double LDs and whatever else they were telling Jesus, when they saw the works of God, the Messiah, the Messiah sign, they say he was doing this by a devil, Beelzebub. But look at a prostitute. She said, we know that Messiah is coming. Can you imagine somebody in the street, or the people, sometimes we condemn the people out there. We know that God sent a prophet. He said, when the Messiah come, he will do these things. She was looking for the sign. Nobody else could do that sign but Messiah. She's watching for that characteristic. She was watching for that word. Even though in her body she was helpless. She was a prostitute. She was basically condemned by society. But on the inside, she was a daughter of God. Seed gene of God. She said, we know that when Messiah comes, he'll do these things. Jesus said, I who speak to you after he discerned her. You have five husbands, the one you're living with. She said, I am he. Look, when that word, that light struck that seed, she didn't go back to the boyfriend. The Bible didn't tell us. She ran to the city. Come and see. Change her position. She came to herself. Come and see. This man that told me everything at the end of this, the Messiah. Basically, it's like she went out to preach. See, she came to herself. But before that, amnesia was there. She probably couldn't understand. Maybe some condition, someone got her, some boy when she was younger probably promised her, you know, he would love her, whatever. And she fell in her life and eventually she became that. You know, somewhere in the message, Brother Brent said, you never did it in the first place. You never did it in the first place. The things that the devil accused us of, you never did it in the first place. Because way before there was an Adam, when God told Job, where were you when the sons of God, the morning star sends together, the son of God was shouting, sons of God, attributes of God. There was no sin there. So God took your name then and placed it in the Lamb's Book of Life. Before you came to earth to be tested through sin. But before you came to earth, who was you? Who were you? That's where we're going back to. Before you came to earth and you find yourself doing these things that you wonder about and you cry about, and we all go through that. But what were you? You never did it in the first place. See, God made provisions. Before Adam fell, God made provisions. Devil didn't know that. He didn't know God made provisions. So man himself thought it was the end, because Adam was running. He probably thought it was the end. It's all over. He lost the title deed. Why was he hiding from God? Why didn't he just go run to God as the father? He was hiding. He was running. But look at God in his mercy. The great master builder. He made provisions. So Adam, where art thou? He covered them with the, killed the lamb. Amen. Who are you really? Hallelujah. Let me read another quote. Future home. Brother Bram said, there is no such a thing as spiritual death now to a baptized saint of God. Though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. All scripture, it must be fulfilled. See, you can die. You can sleep, but you can die. Hallelujah. You got eternal life. It's the only thing the Redeemer has made you recognize it. Just think about it. Christ just came to make you recognize that. But you were always eternal. That's all it is. So I'm speaking to eternal people. It's not me that's saying it. It's God that's saying it. Why would you find yourself believing this message? Because you were eternal. Why can't your family come? Some of our families won't come. But what caused you? Are you better than them? In a sense, yes. You're eternal. It goes way back. Who are you really? Come to yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, Job came to himself after God took him back to familiar places by asking him, where were you when I, supreme authority, laid at the foundation of the earth when the morning stars sang together? See, Dr. Jesus took his patient Job, Mr. Amnesia, to familiar places. Job was wondering. He didn't know who he was. But after his memory got jerked, his supernatural memory got jerked, he came to himself. He probably stood up on that ash heap and screamed out, I know my Redeemer liveth. I, Job, am an attribute of God. Though the skin worm destroyed this body. Before, this is the man I was wondering of. This is the same guy that was wondering, can a man live again? This is the same man after God, you see, God is wonderful. Revelation. After the revelation broke forth, the man I was wondering now is preaching the gospel. He didn't say maybe, he wasn't unsure. He said, I shall see God. Amen. That's what we need to come to. You got to know who you are. You got to come to yourself. That prodigal son came to himself. Bloodline is stronger. We need to come to ourselves. Who are you really? It changes everything. It changes your prayer life. It's faith. You say we cannot get nothing from God without faith. But when you recognize who you are, it gives you, it strengthens you. Changes your prayer life. It changes the way you approach things, the way you do things. When you say you can lay hands on yourself, and you see what I'm saying? Because now you recognize who you are. It's all about recognition. That's where God is trying to get us. Look at Moses when he was crying. We talked about Moses. He got caught up in a situation. Prophet of God, the same one that stood in the presence of this pillar of fire. He started crying. Amnesia kicked in again. So God brought him back to the word and reminded him, why are you crying, Moses? Speak. When he came to himself, he said, the Egyptians you see, that's the man I was crying a few minutes ago. That's Egyptians that you see. Probably people, the Israelites were like, what's going on here? The Egyptians that you see, you will see them no more again forever. See? It's power in knowing. These signs shall follow them that believe. He that heareth my word, Jesus said, my word, the manifested word. He that heareth my word, the words Jesus said, I speak to your spirit and life. He that heareth my word and believe it has everlasting life. There's so many people hearing man's idea of what it is. Even you can come to a message church, but if God doesn't reveal this thing to you, you will never see it. It's all supernatural. This message is supernatural. That's why people are leaving the message. Don't worry about those people. You can't see it if you're not ordained to see it. The prophet told us. He said, we see this message because we were ordained to see it. That gene of God was there always. So come to yourself. If you don't take anything today, just take this one thing. Come to yourself. We got to really come to ourselves. This message is serious. We're talking about body change, people. Those who are going on before, they're waiting on us. Think about the believers that went by way of the grave that was amongst us. Those guys are waiting on us to come to ourselves. God would do any. God, see, I'm preaching today. I'm nothing. It's the gift God placed in the church. God did that for a purpose. God didn't place apostles, preachers, pastors, and whatnot in the church just to preach nice sermons and we feel good. There's a reason for it. Jesus said, when I come, we'll find faith on the earth. He didn't send Brother Branham to just do these things so we can say, Brother Branham, Brother Branham. There's a reason for it. Christ is coming. We're born in our rapture cycle. The voice, the shout, the voice, the trump. We're in the shout. Come to yourself. Amen. Don't look at a preacher. I'm just a microphone. This is not my talk. This is God's word. Vindicated words. God just placed a gift in this vessel that he can use to speak to us. I'm preaching to myself. Who are you really? Think on these things. Who are you? Don't overlook yourself. I keep saying it. Don't overlook yourself. Everything else around us is temporary. The only thing that's permanent is this. Our life has a purpose. We're here for a reason. You see, when Moses was born, he was born for one purpose. He was a general in the army. Then he became a shepherd. All that stuff was irrelevant. He was born for one purpose. The prophet said to lead the children out. That's the only reason Moses was born. To be a Pharaoh and be general. All that stuff he did, he went through. Paul said, all the stuff I learned, I counted as dunk. All that time he sat on a Gamaliel. All that stuff he was doing. But he was a prophet. He was predestinated. But when he came to himself, look what Paul did. We're quoting Paul now. Brother Branham said, I preach what Paul preached. Look at Brother Branham. Why was the angel of the Lord after this young man? He was born for a purpose. When we know the story, his testimony. How the pillar of fire when that baby was born came down. So everything else Brother Branham was going to try to accomplish, that's not why he was born. You see? So place yourself. You are here for a purpose. All the things we're doing, all our plans, and we need these things. We talked about it. But we need to realize our purpose. You're here for a purpose. And not just to come to church. Amen. And feel good and go home and quit. It's greater than that. We're here for a purpose. God's word cannot go out void. There will be a bride. Paul said, we shall not all sleep. So who's going to fulfill that? We shall all be changed, but we shall not all sleep. So there will be some that will sleep, and there will be some that won't sleep. That's God's word. So somebody's got to fulfill that. We were born for this. To fulfill God's word. God predetermined we have a bride. Somebody's got to fulfill that. And it can't just be anybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe I should stop right here. I was planning to go with my notes step by step, but it never works, I guess. Amen. Who are you really? Whom God did foreknow? He predestinates. The family you're in, the spouse you have, everything, God predestinated it. Everything you will ever go through, I'll ever go through. God ordered our whole footsteps. So what's going to happen to you tomorrow? God already knows it. We need to come to ourselves. That prodigal son, he came to himself. It changed his condition. It changed everything. When he came to himself, he didn't have to eat with the swines no more. Even in his condition, because of his position. He said, even my father, relation. You see? When a wealthy man passes on in his will, they got to share his wealth. They don't give it to everybody. They look for his children. Relation. This is about relationship. Father and children. come to yourself. Who are you really? Think about it. Be ye transformed. That scripture keeps coming to me. By the renewing, we got to change our thinking.
Amen.
Yeah. Say I'm a Christian is wonderful, but there's more to that than that.
Yes,
we got to change our thinking.
Yes.
That's why the devil is fighting us to keep us in the mindset that we have. Because if Satan can keep you in this mindset, oh, I'm just a sinner, as if by grace I'm a human, and, you know, I'll do what I do by the grace of God, then he can control you.
Yes.
Because fear sets in.
Yes.
You see, the devil knows the scripture. The prophet said you can defeat the devil anytime with the Bible. When he came to Christ, Christ used the word. The devil knows the Bible. He came to, he said, you know, it is written. It's also written. But Christ knew who he was. So we need to change our thinking. If we try that, it'll change a lot of things. It gives you confidence. I'm telling you.
Amen.
Who are you really? May we stand, please. Hallelujah. Musicians, please come. Amen. Who are you really? Ask yourself, who are you really? You gotta get to the place to really, you gotta stop believing.
Yes.
Believe who you are. Have faith in yourself, in what God says you are, what God made you. It's easy to believe in God. We know God is God. We know the prophet. We can believe when we see God using someone. It's easy. But for you yourself to believe that this very God that was in this prophet that was doing these things is also in me. He can do this. You got to get to the place to stop believing that. That's what the problem is. It's easy to believe somebody else. The angel of the Lord told Brother Brown, if you get the people to believe you, get the people to believe you. Not even cancer will stand in your way. If you can get you to believe you, get yourself, you are your greatest enemy. Get yourself to believe your own position. You see? You got to believe your own position. Believe that you are a son of God. Truly, not just hoping. But really, go face to face with the word. Is this thing that Brother Brown said, is this thing really true or not? Or is this just trying to make me feel good? Is either true or is that true? Don't bluff yourselves. Don't bluff yourself. Am I a real believer or am I not? Am I really a son of God? This thing doesn't really, you know what I'm saying? Reality. You see, the devil knows who is who. When those young boys came to cast that spirit demon out of that man, say, I cast you out in the name of Jesus that Paul preached. The demon said, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you? The devil knows when you're faking it, and he knows. We sing the song, it's the life behind the name that makes the demons tremble. The devil is afraid of that life in you. Remember I said the last time that when you wake up in the morning, Satan is trembling. He's not trembling because of you, the man. He's trembling because of that life, that God that's in you. But you got to recognize it. Come to yourself. Who are you really? Hallelujah. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for your word, Lord, for encouraging our faith, Lord. Help us, Lord, to recognize this God that's in us, this divine gift, this seed gene that's inside. Help us to recognize this, to recognize who we are. Help us, Lord. We need to come to this place to recognize who we are, Father. That's what you're trying to get us to doing. The prophet said if the bride realizes who she is, the rapture will go. Give us grace, Lord, each day as we walk in this life. As we come to service after service, as we read our Bible, listen to the word. As we're doing whatever we do every day, Lord, help us quicken our thought in our minds, Lord. In our hearts to realize who we are. It'll change everything for us, Lord. Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. That believe this manifested word. We are believers. We need to have the goods. We need to walk. We need to manifest these things. But you waiting on us, Lord, to recognize who we are. Come to ourselves. Help us to come to ourselves, Lord. To change our thinking. That we are gods on the earth. The whole creation is groaning and waiting for that time. Even the creation knows the sons of God are here. But the sons of God need to recognize that they are sons of God. Sons and daughters of God. Help us, Lord. Give us grace. We thank you, Lord, for speaking to our hearts in a supernatural way this morning. May you continue, Lord, to take the word that came forth and continue to minister to our hearts. Help us, Lord. Give us grace. We need to know who we are. We thank you, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah. Amen. It's from Josh. Amen.
Have a maker, he formed my heart. Why have a maker, he formed my heart, and before even time began, my life was in his. And he knows my name. Oh, he knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls. And hears me when I call. I have a Father. I have a Father.
He knows me his own.
And he'll never leave me, no matter where I go. He knows my name. Again. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for the grace. grace that you have given us. Though I can't repay, but from my heart I would like to say that I thank you. Thank you for the love. Oh.